this is the part of... Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwusakwodie, the senior pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
part. What a demonstration. These people walk on water. And listen, it's not just walking on the water. Because the Egypt can move into the water. Because now the water is divided, it's a dry land. So Egypt is coming. You are in the water and you are plenty, 3 million. So with all ladies and young children, the movement is slow. Suddenly they saw that a pillar of fire is standing between them and the Egyptians. It means that the pillar of fire is not something round, it's like a wall. It means that it's a long wall that Egypt cannot pass anywhere. Visibly. So you are standing in the water, suddenly you see a tall fire traveling like from here to Tetekwasi. At the diameter and the perimeter of the width of the river, and the pillar is standing there, and Egypt cannot come. So me giving you prophecy does not mean that that is not power. God knows that people have seen power and their heart didn't change. Now let me show you something about the people that saw this power. Go to Exodus chapter 32. Go there, Exodus chapter 32. Let's read from verse number 1. We are reading all the way down. And when the people saw that Moses, so the background of this story is that when they came to the wilderness, God wanted to speak to Moses and give him continual direction. So God called Moses that, come to me. I want to talk to you. He didn't tell them when Moses is coming back. Unfortunately, everything is provided for them, manna, food, everything. When Moses went to the mountain, whatever he was discussing with God, it has to take 40 days and 40 nights. But that is not even your problem, because for your coming and everything, Moses is the one that is leading. And Moses has not come back to tell you, I'm dead. Moses said that. And the Bible said they could see fire on the mountain. So Moses went there. And Moses said he didn't know the time he was coming back. But it lasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Moses was with God in the mountain. I don't want to go to that one, but let me show you something. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mountain, the people gathered themselves together to Aaron. That is the next in command at that time, or Moses' own prophet. And said unto him, when I say Moses prophet, doesn't mean that Moses looked to Aaron. God told Moses that I have made you a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron shall be your prophet, because every god must have a prophet. It's like every shrine must have a fetish priest. So one of the things about Moses is that he approached Pharaoh as a god. No wonder the guy was a god. I mean, some things about Moses is too mysterious. Watch this. So Moses has gone. Everybody knows that Moses worked with Aaron. When he went to the palace, everywhere, you cannot see Moses and not see Aaron. They were working together. Watch this. So all the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, ah! Everybody say, ah! When people want you to rebel, that is the word they use. I like your quietness. Look at your neighbor and say, ah! Give me the New Living Translation. Look at another word for the app. Watch this. NIV. Okay, New Living Translation. They gather themselves and say, come on. Come on, girl. What are you wasting your time doing in the choir? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on. You are staying in this church. What are you doing here? Anytime people want you to rebel, one of these words will come. App. Sorry. What the? I don't know what done. Yeah. I didn't hear my phone. Sorry. But when you now, you are pumping something inside you, and it can look very attractive. I'm preaching. Come back to King James. Let me show you something. Wow. Come on. Make us gods, which shall go before us. As for this Moses, who divided the sea yesterday, the man that brought us up of the land of Egypt, we don't know. We don't know what it's become. Give me the New Living Translation. Let me see the way it come out. If it come out the way I like it, I'll stay there. Ha! Come on! They said, make us some gods who can lead us. We don't know what happened to this fellow Moses, who brought us here from the land of Egypt. Keep going. So Aaron said, take the gold rings from your ears the years of your wives and sons and daughters and bring them to me. Immediately the heart of Aaron was revealed. Stretch from it. Come back to the King James Version. Come back. Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me. They came to Aaron and told Aaron. Aaron could have said, hey, what is wrong with your people? Hey, please, excuse me. Hey, no, don't go there. What do you mean by what has become of him? Huh? What, how many days now? You people are okay. You have food to eat. You have water to drink. Aaron did not challenge it. Most people that hang around power, they end up developing wrong heart. I'm preaching a message. I'm trusting God that it will sustain you for a long time. Aaron did not say anything. He said, hey, Agatha, bring me your earring. This one, bring here. This one, this. And Aaron said unto them, break for the golden. Keep going. Verse 3. Watch this. And all the people break off their golden rings, which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned them in a graven tool after he had made it a molten calf or giant bar. And they said, this be the gods. This calf is the God. And they said, Israel, this be thy God. Israel, we brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Power don't change people. Never deceive yourself. Don't think because people come for a miracle service, they love God. Most of them, their heart can be far. What power did the people see? I will take you to the Bible and show you something. We'll come back to 1 Corinthians. Let me lay this foundation. I'm telling you, you can come to church every Sunday, your heart has not changed. There are some of you sitting here, listen to me, you still fornicate. You still commit adultery, but you are seeing all the power. You are seeing all the power. You are seeing people heal. You are seeing people prophesy. You are seeing people do. Power don't change people's hearts. This is not 1 year. This is not 10 years. It is just 40 days after crossing the water. They are forgotten. Yeah. Character is like pregnancy. You can't hide it. If you are not clapping, you are one of them with a bad character. You can show. Can I say, write it down. Character is like pregnancy. Hide it the first man. Hide it the second man. Hide it the third man. When we look at your heart, we can know you are pregnant. As I say, grandmas, them, they will see it. Do you know the old ladies? When you become pregnant 1 hour, they know. First, I was walking, I was saying, pie. Hey, look here. What, Danny? That's what you're about to tell. The better church was say, go to the book of the elders, it will explain it to you. Okay, what, Danny? Most now, so they will look at you because what? There is something about women, they are very observant. If something changes in me, my wife will see it. Straight. 40 days after crossing water, they say, Gek has another God. It means their heart has not changed in the midst of all the power. So never think people going to miracle service, they are changing. A cloud is not a sign of holiness. Regular church attendance is not a sign that you love God. Hey! Have you seen all the character traces? They are not changing. I'm telling you. Let me preach. I'm a Kadabaya. And this is the. And let me tell you something. Go to Israel. Tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Really, watch something. Go to the next verse. Brought them out of the Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron make a proclamation and said, tomorrow is the feast of the Lord. Oh, now they are caught up. They are confused now. Tomorrow is the feast of the Lord. Let's see what happened. And they rose up. Look at it. When people has a bad heart, even when we declare 5 days fasting, this is what they do. They rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose out to play. No pray. Play. Ampe. Dame. Ludu. Ho. 5 miludu, 6 miludu, 7 miludu, 1 miludu. They were, the Bible said they pray. omu dia gro ampe hey they were pray instead of prayer no omu dia gro. Look at what happened. People are sitting in church, they don't pray, they play. Agrodi. If you come to all night, you are praying, he's talking at the car park. If you come to all night, we are worshiping, he's sitting there talking with his boyfriend. They exchange on the phone. What? Somebody told me, someone said, my husband, papa, even sometimes in church, you'll be watching pornographic pictures. When he said it, my heart trembled. I say, come to Mount Zion, the city of God, heavenly Jerusalem, innumerable company of angels walking and policing the church. When they came, you're holding your phone and pornography, other women's nakedness. Yes, Lord. Tell your neighbor you are too quiet. The way you are folding your hands, it looks like the message is for you. Tell the person, I sense this message is for you. Ha! They come to church. You are preaching, others are sharing testimony, they are still committing adultery. Their office is a hotel. Any girl that cross, they will not spare you. We are not talking about you are being tempted, right? Some people are tempted, they are running. You invite. This is the word of the Lord. And brought peace offering, and they sat up to drink. Go to the next one. Look at what happened there. Am I teaching? And the Lord said, we have emphasized too much on power. I wish I can go to details and show you the revelation. The Lord said, go and change the style of your preaching. And the thing God said that shocked me, I heard it from God, it's a wicked generation, and don't play games with them. Yesterday, the pastor was with me. I won't tell the country, you can go and Google it. They've passed the law. Now two things. You can marry animals. And you can also eat human flesh. Because they say we have eaten everything except human beings. And they've passed a law. So now when you are dying, they can go and negotiate with your family that we want to. And then they will take the body. So when you hear any alphabetical with plus, 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 it means others are here to come and join. It doesn't end there. What a generation. And I say, even Sodom and Gomorrah never eat human beings. Never. So now we are past Sodom. We have passed Gomorrah. This generation, our sins has passed Sodom and Gomorrah. When God rain fire, what will God rain now? If he decides to judge us. And the Lord said unto Moses, go now. Look at God. When God tell Pharaoh what? Hey, what did God say? Go and tell Pharaoh. Ooh. Come to the New Living Translation. I want to read that. Come to the New. And the Lord said to Moses, quick, down the mountain. Say the next word. So now he has dashed them to Moses. God has dashed them to Moses. God, the first time God said, you are not my people. Say, Moses, your people. This is the first time God is calling them somebody's people. So listen, you can sit here thinking that God is still calling you the old name. Check your character. That day God said, you are, listen to God. Lost the Lord told Moses, because God is seeing something Moses is not seeing. I'm sure Moses is coming from the mountain. It's a high mountain, Sinai. You need to go by camel, or it's not even a journey you can go and return. When you get to the mountain, you must sleep there and come the next night. Mount Sinai. It has gone to, because of the fighting in that land, that has gone to Egyptian side. So if you want to go to Mount Sinai, you must get another visa to go to Egypt and climb. So Moses is coming from the mountain. God said, hey, boy. And the Lord told Moses, quick, go down the mountain, your people, whom you brought. God has rejected them. That instant, he rejected them. So you can be sitting around, but God has rejected you. And especially you, without you have no repentant heart. There are people in church, the word of God hasn't changed. The Lord told me in the vision, he said, son, what changed people is my unadulterated word, not power. He said, don't emphasize too much on power. Don't bring them and think that I am some kind of magician. Tell them to love me and serve me. Tell them to love me. When they love me and serve me, they will stop adultery. They will stop fornicating. They will stop gossiping. They will stop biting. They will stop stealing. They will stop lying. They will stop division. They will stop all the lusts of the flesh. What a frightening statement. People, God has called my people, let my people. At the point, Christ, stop calling them my people. He said, my firstborn. Tell Pharaoh that if you don't let my firstborn go, I will kill your firstborn. Now God said, Moses, your people. Your people that, your people, you brought them. It means I didn't bring them. I have forgotten all the miracles. I wish I didn't do it. You brought them. You, Moses, brought them. So take them. Be the only child. Please, 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 please. I'm not saying don't go for power. You need power. But never seek power without character. It's dangerous. That is why we are prophets who are sleeping with people's wives. So don't just, Jesus, if you know one, I said, don't know them by their gifts. He said, don't conclude because they are gifted, they are holy. He said, know them by their fruits. Because every good tree bears good fruits. So Jesus didn't say, examine a pastor and go under a leadership because of their gift and power. He said, check character. When the Bible says we should be conformed to the image of Jesus, what is he talking about? Who is this embodiment of the man Christ? When you take character out, Jesus came to save us because he passed a character test. Period. A man without sin means that he passed the character test. Some of you are emphasizing on makeups. You are spending the whole Saturday on saloon. Oh! Every week you change your hairstyle. We are emphasizing on outward appearance. The people that you expected to show you favor, that's not what they are looking. Because whatever hairstyle you have, somebody has a better one. Yeah. Hairstyle? You wake up in the morning, you won't pray. You are dressing. I'm not saying don't dress, but the emphasis is on things that takes you nowhere. So there are a lot of beautiful girls in the church. Attractive. Every fancy, they will fit the fancy. Marry them as first ladies. Presidential first ladies. No problem. They have been groomed for that. This is a generation that groom celebrities. Right from the teenage age, you know how to combine dresses. In our time, you don't know how to combine. You wear what is presented to you. My mother gave you a shoe. Whether the trousers is brown or black, you have to wear it. After 25th, they take it back. And when they buy a shoe for you, your junior brothers are in the shoe. They have them in mind. One day, I was kicking, but my mother just, ha! And Papa, now the boy was done. Yibra, can we? They collected the shoe. I walked barefooted home. And when I came, he said, hey! My size was 7. They bought me 8. They packed graphic in front. Huh? You walk like you are working in Gapoha, the technical side. Because the shoe they bought, you have 3 brothers behind you. They expect everybody to wear it. My mother buying it. So next year, he's buying a new one for you. The old one is being transferred to your brother. So you can't kick a ball. It's not like a generational shoe. Generational shoe. Everybody must wait. That's what they present today. No, our children, they will tell you they don't like this. They will tell you they don't like this. A man told me something. He bought a car. The car is called Lada. Is there any car called Lada or something? And brought the car, and no family member will sit inside. They are going so they say, "Daddy, how can you bring such a car? This is not the car you buy." He said, "I sent it back and collected my money." You can buy things, family will reject it. We are groomed. This is a generation we are grooming people. They are coming there. They are beautiful. They are attractive. Some of these girls in the choir, young girls, they look very attractive. I mean, everything facially shows that they are attractive. But there is something missing. Something missing. Hallelujah. Something missing. I'm coming there in a second. What is the reason? In the vision, God told me, do you know the answer to the question you asked me about the high divorce in your generation? Character. Okay? Look at the revelation God showed me yesterday. The Lord said, "I hate divorce." But do you know the scripture permission for divorce? The major scripture permission for divorce is adultery. And the Lord said that the reason I permitted adultery is that the contract of marriage and seed does not permit you to invite another sexual organ. When you go and sleep with somebody, in the spirit you have cut it. Yeah. Quiet! In the spirit realm you have cut it. To whom you obey, you become a master or you become a servant to that person. So listen, the moment Adam obeyed the devil, he divorced God and have intercourse with the devil. So the Garden of Eden, what happened there was a divorce and a new marriage. Adam was the first man to be born again. He was born from life to death. You are born from death to life, but Adam was born from life to death. Write it down, every one of you. Character is the security of every great destiny. Put it down. Character is the security. The way you have put a password on your phone so that somebody still, you cannot go straight. Let me tell you something. Character is the password for every valuable document. The security. And the Lord told Moses, "Quick, go down the mountain. Your people whom you brought from the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves." Everyone say, "Your people." Hey. Hey. The dividing of Red Sea didn't change them. The night and the day judgment didn't change them. The fact that we are prophesying does not mean you are changing. Some of you pastor in the bia, unyami to me. But every month, you be able to no, it's a bit normal. The dangerous thing when you enter the territory of apostasy. That one there, because you do it and still you have some tongues to speak. Kadaba, kadaba. So you can do it easily. And when you do it, you don't have conviction again. Your conscience is dead. It's seed. The most dangerous thing to lose is your conscience. Yeah, conscience can let a taxi driver give you more change. A taxi trotter down. A taxi mate give you more change. You gave him 50. He's supposed to give you 30, but he gave you 45. Conscience will let you run back. Say, "Hey, mate, you gave me more." Dead conscience, you count the money. Okay? Character is so lost in a generation that people come and share testimonies of things they should cry. They share testimonies of things they will cry. "God has given me a breakthrough, and that thing is abomination." Testimony. Now let me show you something before you sleep. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. You want me to show you more? It didn't end there. Moses cry. When you continue, Moses weep. Moses was in tears. He went to stay in the tabernacle for another 40 days. "Lord, the Egyptians will say you couldn't bring them. You have killed them." God said, "Okay, I've heard you. No problem. You are my boy. Let's see what happened. Let's go." And people's heart has not changed. Forget about the favor you do them. Oh, as a character, it's like pregnancy. No, it's coming up. What's that? And tomorrow, boy, him. Send a baby, you tie it, you can at a point you yourself fulfill the pain. No, character. Hallelujah. You go to social media, all kinds of stupid things. People are selling something. There are medicines being sold for the expansion of manhood. Don't you see them? And for long haul. And I told one pastor that it's not the long haul. That thing God made there, if children can pass there, what kind of size can you have? Because you cannot impact anything that can expand. This is wisdom, the way my mind operates. So what did I tell the pastor? I said, listen, the problem is not expansion. The women that want those things, they are already had character deficiency. And number two, they are perverted thinking. And the spirit has taken over them. Now watch this. If you marry somebody in Christ and the genuine love of God is there, it can be manches size. Manches are back. Manches. You will enjoy it because it is not man made, it's God made. Everything that is made by God has no mistakes around it. Those of you who are standing and clapping, may the Lord bless you. But this is a generation we are dealing with things like this. Things like this, who is talking about it? Pastors are quiet. And when they are afraid that people will make a negative comment about them. Who cares about the negative comment? If they insulted Jesus, whose generation is less wicked than this generation? And who knows whether some of you have even gone to buy some for your husband? You are sitting in church, protocol member. Oh, it's not your husband, it's your heart that is perverted. No. So the one who delivered even the demons won't go. The demons has a legal ground to stay. You command them, they will rebel. They say, this person you are casting me out, he loves me. One pastor was casting the demon for somebody in America, and the demon was not going. And he said, Lord, why are you doing this? I asked him. And he told me, he said, do you want to be free from the lust? He said, no, I enjoy it. Yeah. Immediately, the Lord said, you didn't know a secret. I don't deliver people from their friends. I deliver them from their enemies. Once lust is his friend, he cannot be delivered. That is what it is. It's there. That's a generation. Who can impact? If you take elastic, and you put it in your shorts, the shorts, sometimes her shorts is big. I give it to grandma. I say, grandma, put elastic. Grandma, put the elastic inside. I don't know where it fits me. If you stretch it, nothing impacted because it can be stretched. Anything God has made to be stretched, you cannot torment the size.
Potter's R is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Prampram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Prampram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the